Jesus.
So we want to stay in this space of praise and in remembrance of the one
who we sang about, the one whose body was given and whose blood was shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. You don't have to be a member of this church, simply a member of the family of God, having received Jesus as your Savior to participate together. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples and he said, "This is my body, which is given for you. If those who are serving would come, and as they are coming, if you desire, you may be seated so that we may observe together the Lord's Supper in remembrance of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, as you receive those elements, if you would simply wait till everyone has been served, we will eat together. But use it for a few moments as we have sung, "Oh, praise the name," to give praise to the one who gave his body for us. May the Lord bless you all as you serve and as you receive. Yes, Jesus, we praise your name. Abba, Father, we praise your name together. We worship you. We give thanks to you. We praise the name of the Lord our God. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. As you are able, if you would stand as we would continue to worship and praise the name of the Lord our God.
Let's just sing that chorus together one more time.
Oh, praise the I couldn't feel
Declare this morning that there is nothing better than you, Jesus, because that is the truth. There is nothing else in this world that can satisfy our souls. So this morning we repent, Lord, of turning towards idols and other things instead of you. And so we fix our eyes upon you this morning, Jesus. And in doing so, that is our act of worship. Ascribing the worth to you that you deserve, saying that you are worthy of all of our attention, of our entire hearts, of our entire minds and our bodies. And so, Lord, as we fix our gaze on you this morning, we ask that you would draw us nearer to you, that you would reveal more of yourself to us, and that you would strengthen our faith by your Spirit. And so, Lord, would your Spirit guide us into your word this morning? We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you may be seated. And as you are seated, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church this morning. Look forward to what the children have in store for them, what the Lord has to share with them.